at an early age than you can a calf. You know, of course, they don't bring as much, but you can run 3-4 sheep or more to one cow, you know.
Has this country ever been known for much hog raising, or is it primarily just...
To some extent. Now, my wife's grandfather, he raised hogs, and he was noted for it. He had 12 strands of barbed wire around his place, and what they call a hog bob. Had great big long barbs on it. And he raised a lot of hogs. And in those days, of course, there weren't any markets here for them. He'd wagon them to San Antonio, to the market, which was 2-3 days trip, you know, round trip. And apparently did pretty good with them. That was, might say, before my days. And he raised them for, I don't know how many years, but for a long time. And then these ranches, they used to, before the coyotes were so bad, they'd raise hogs, just turn loose out on the range. But they still had some in South Texas. They just strayed off, you know, and multiplied. And they made pretty good money, except for the harvesting of them, you know, because they're out in open range. You just had literally had to run them down. You can't drive them anything like you can a cow. And they had what they called hog dogs. Some of those came from East Texas around there, specially trained for that, bred for that purpose. They go out and run those hogs and catch them. Hog time, then go around and pick them up, which was a pretty rough job in that rough country there. But there were quite a few, and they lived on the acorn, the oak, you know. A lot of years produced a lot of acorn. They really fatten up a hog. But that's all history now. Too many coyotes, despite the fact that old sow that's been raised as a range hog, I understand, is a real fighter. My uncle said he witnessed that one day. Old sow had a brood of pigs, you know, and the coyotes trying to get one of them. And as in the heat of the day, said that old sow, she just literally almost burned up. She was working so hard. But the coyote never got a pig from her. The little pigs, they get in a little pool right together, you know, stay together. And the old hog, she just around all the time and run that coyote. Sometimes they have 2 or 3 coyotes. Then she's in trouble. Because she keeps her head this way, try one of these, and these come from the back and get her in back. So, but they say old hogs would really defend her brood. But she can't buck up against a whole pack of coyotes, you know. And they clean her out for less no time.
Since we're on the subject, let me ask you a few questions about hogs. What did people call the male hog? What was it?
Boar.
Boar. Was there any particular name for a hog when it got to be a little bit bigger than a pig, but not quite full grown?
Choke.
Choke.
When they castrated, they were a barrel.
Any particular name for those stiff hairs on a hog's back?
Well, they call them bristles. In fact, for a long time in the early days, I understand the shoe repairmen bought them to use them in mending shoes, you know, in place of a needle.
It must have been pretty stiff.
Yeah. So the javelina, the picker area that we have down in this country.
Did you ever see any hogs with these old long teeth, you know?
Tusks.